remember the best and forget the rest.
Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, the podcast designed to champion parents to raise spiritual leaders. Hi, everyone. It's Rodney Michelle Gage with the Winning Family Podcast, a podcast designed to champion you as parents to raise strong, resilient kids. And today I'm joined by my amazing wife, Michelle, and we're excited to hang out with you guys today.
That's right. Hey, everybody. It's going to be a good one.
Yes. Talking about appreciation.
Yes.
And creating a culture of appreciation in our homes and families.
Yes. We live in a world where that is not necessarily something that is valued.
Right. And today we just want to just for a moment, just share some things that we feel like are really important for us to keep in perspective. Mm-hmm. And if we really want to create an atmosphere, an environment where appreciation is not only felt, but, you know, something that is experienced and expressed, you know, then we've got to, that just doesn't happen, you know, by default. We have to be intentional with that. Right. And we just are really strong on the importance of creating a strong, healthy culture. Now, that word culture can be a little, you know, corporate sounding, if you will. You know, we talk a lot maybe in the business or corporate realm of, you know, establishing a strong culture in your company, a strong culture in your workplace or what have you. And it's interesting that, you know, companies will bring in, you know, they'll spend literally thousands of dollars. They'll bring in consultants. They'll bring in these people to help you talk through team dynamics and culture and this and that and, you know, your core values and all these different things that kind of help make up, if you will, your culture within your company.
Yeah.
But then we come home and it's like the wheels, come off, you know, it's like anything goes in our house.
Yes.
You know,
the culture happens on purpose or by default. Right. So we have to be intentional about culture, whether it is in the corporate work atmosphere or for sure in our homes.
Absolutely.
It's, culture's happening and it usually drips down from the top.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
and
it's
so
important that we are intentional.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we want to have a atmosphere and a culture of appreciation, which we'll drill down into in just a few moments, it really just becomes even more important that we understand what culture is and how we can create that.
Yes.
I heard someone define culture this way, which I thought was so good. A set of beliefs, language, behaviors, attitudes, practices, and values. It's anything that we create or tolerate. Mm-hmm. And we, which is hard to swallow sometimes, we are 100% responsible for the culture that we either, once again, create or we tolerate.
Yes.
So we're the ones that as parents, and whether you are a single parent, blended family, regardless of what your situation might look like, we still have the opportunity to set the tone in our household.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, yes, as a single parent, it may be more challenging, but at the same time, you're still the parent. You know, you're still the leader of your home. And we have an opportunity and a great responsibility to help establish a strong, healthy, life-giving culture.
Yes.
That, if anything, allows us to be able to be the family that God wants us to be, that honors Him, that honors each other.
Yes, and it helps to have your core values in place, which we've talked a lot about that, and have a vision for your family, and to have that in mind so that you know the culture that you want to create.
Right.
And then to hold on to those guideposts and guardrails to help protect and direct us when we're building that culture. And then we got to work it.
Yeah, because that's the key right there.
That, you know, sometimes we just don't want to work. We want to let it go. We want to relax into it. And whenever we let go, things drift.
Drift.
Culture things drifts. So easily. And that's why we have to shift back to our core values. And we're building a culture in our home. Yeah. Either we define it and we do it on purpose, or it's by default.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's something we got to work at.
Yeah. And so with that in mind, you know, again, we either tolerate it because we just have allowed it, or we're intentional. We help create it.
Right.
And I think you touched on something that's really important, because I know one of the biggest challenges and temptations as a parent, I mean, let's face it, we're busy.
Yes. We're tired.
We're tired, exhausted, you know, getting up the crack of dawn, going to work, coming home. You know, you've got, you know, maybe if you got multiple kids, you're going in multiple directions all at the same time, trying to be multiple places at the same time.
Cup is empty.
Yeah. So you are, you're beyond empty. You're just running on fumes. And as a result, you know, the last thing you want to do is deal with attitudes, deal with pushback on don't want to do my homework, or don't want to clean my room, or, you know, whatever. You know, get off the phone, get off your computer, all these different things that, you know, sometimes it's easy as a parent, I think, to just kind of let the guard down and just say, you know, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth that fight. It's not worth, you know, dealing with this again. It's going to end up in a blow up, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, we're fighting for the souls of our kids. We're fighting for a strong, healthy family.
Fighting for their future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
who they will become.
And if we're going to win the battle, and we're going to have the family that we all long to have and see our kids reach their full potential, then we're going to have to be very intentional in order to do this. And it just might mean that you've got to cut some things from your schedule. You got to say no to some stuff that maybe is just unnecessary. It might be unhealthy. And realizing, and you've heard this said, that, you know, less is actually more. So, you know, we have to just streamline things in order for us as parents to prioritize and keep the main thing the main thing. Mm-hmm. And so appreciation is important, and it's important that parents, I think, realize that, you know, gratitude and appreciation there are opportunities that we have to really speak that and to ultimately model that, because sadly and unfortunately, it's probably one of the most underappreciated areas of life. We all need to be encouraged. We all need to be appreciated.
Right.
And we all need to feel that we matter.
Right. That word appreciation comes from and is related to the word appraisal. Mm-hmm. I think about this baseball that you have, and maybe one of our listeners will give us a clue about your baseball that you have.
Highest bidder. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. What year is it from?
Oh, goodness. It's probably, I don't know, maybe mid to late. It's probably in the late 60s, maybe early 70s. Yeah. But
it was
an all-star game.
All-star game. And so all these guys, baseball players, huge baseball players.
Some of the legends of the game.
Legends of the game. Signed
Joe
this.
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle.
Yes. On and on and on. I mean, it's crazy what the names that are on this baseball.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in the baseball, let us know. But we're building the church, everybody. So we need some money if you want to buy the baseball. But back to appraisal. We worked so hard to find out what it's worth. Appraisal and appreciation go together because things appreciate or they depreciate. Mm-hmm. So you need to have an appraisal of the value of something or someone in your life. And our people in our life should be honored and have great value. Mm-hmm. And we should appreciate them, not depreciate them, because God loves people. He loves every single person. And that when we teach our children that every person has value, every single person, baby to the oldest person on the planet, every person has value and should be appreciated, even if we don't agree with their thoughts or agree with the things that they stand for. God loves every person, and he sent his son Jesus to die for every single person, and we should value people. And I think that's just that creating that culture in our home begins with us. It begins with mom and dad. If mom and dad are, if you are married and in the home, the appreciation that you have for each other is so very important, that our children see that model, that you put high weight and value on that person, that relationship. We value our children. We value our parents. We value our siblings. We value our friendships. We show that there's appreciation, there's high value, weight, and worth in those relationships.
Yeah, and the reason why appreciation is so important, again, because, you know, you are placing value on a person.
Yes.
And when you place value on that person, just like you would place value on your home, and honestly, a lot of people don't even do this, sadly, with their homes or their cars or external things, but when you are strongly invested in something, and something has a great value to you, you normally do three things. One, you praise it. You know, you like to let everybody see it and experience it. You praise it, you know, because you're proud of it.
Yeah.
But the other thing too is you protect it. Mm-hmm. Last thing you're going to do is let somebody, you know, take your brand new car that you just bought, you know, four wheeling, you know, get it all muddy and banged up, scratched up. Why? Because you want to protect it. You want to keep it clean. You want, you know, you value it.
Yeah.
It's important to you. But the other thing is you prioritize it. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, when, again, priority is something that goes along with creating and being intentional with that culture. Mm-hmm. Because we value something and we prioritize it, that's what gives us the opportunity to say no to a lot of good things so we can say yes to better things, and allows us to have that strong, healthy culture that we really want to have in our homes and in our relationships with each other. And so therefore, when we place value on each other through appreciation, all that's doing is creating a place that everybody wants to be a part of. Everybody's looking forward to being at home. Home is a safe place. Mm-hmm. Home is a place of security and comfort, love, support, because they feel valued. Yes. They matter.
Yes.
And so I just think that is so important when it comes to establishing that culture of appreciation.
Yes.
So it establishes value.
Yes.
Another thing it does is it opens doors.
Absolutely. And we've seen this played out with obviously with our own life, and being able to teach that to our children, to be people of appreciation, people that speak it, say it, you know, write it, live it out. It does open doors, because it's so different than the culture in which we live, which is very self-focused, very demanding, really without love and without the weight and value on the lives of people. Mm-hmm. Life is just discarded in our American culture right now. And it is heartbreaking. So that being said, when you live as a family of appreciation, when you show love and appreciation to other people, that opens doors. It stands out. Mm-hmm. You want to be a bright light, and the Bible says that we're to be light and we're to be salt and we're not to hide it. If we act like the culture around us, if we allow our kids to act like the culture around them, then we're covering over the light that God has called us to be. It's like hiding under a bushel, covering it up, instead of letting that light shine by showing appreciation and value. The Bible even tells us that we thank you is the password in which we enter God's presence. It opens the door. Mm-hmm. It's the password.
Yep.
Saying thank you. God, I rejoice in this day and I thank you that you've given it to me. It opens the doors of heaven, the Bible says.
Absolutely.
And so why would that not also be true here on earth? And it is true. And we've seen that happen with our kiddos. Doors open to them that may not have opened to others just because they were kind and appreciative of that person.
Yeah.
And maybe didn't look over or brush over someone, but saw weight and value in that person. And it's just so important that we teach our children that appreciation opens doors.
Yeah. And it's not having an impure or ulterior motive either. It's like, we're not going to kiss up to this person or, you know, favor this group or whomever just because we're trying to get in with them. So we're going to be extra nice. We're going to go the extra mile for whatever.
No.
But the issue is really, it's again, you're placing value on people and realizing that, you know what, maybe that person has never had anybody else, you know, to express, you know, the appreciation or gratitude. And you're going to be that one. Mm-hmm. That they'll remember because you're like the leper who came back. You know, remember that? I love that story where Jesus, you know, there were 10 lepers.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus told these 10 lepers to go and to show themselves to the priest. So they take off. And as they were going, you know, they begin to see the transformation, the healing that was actually occurring. Mm-hmm. And one of them actually stopped. You know, went back to Jesus and just fell to his knees and said, thank you. And Jesus' first question was, where are the other nine? Where thought there were 10 of you? And the others just kept on going. And I think it's that one that goes back and just says, out of a heart of gratitude and just humility of just saying, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for loving me and caring enough for me. Thank you for investing in me. Thank you for believing in me. Mm-hmm. And those are things that even, you know, we still to this day coach our children, you know, to just make sure that you let that person know how much you appreciate them, how much, you know, you value, you know, their wisdom, their input, their time. You know, those are just, that's huge.
I think just calling it out, when something is done for your children or calling that out. When someone gives of their time, they're giving of their greatest commodity to you.
Absolutely.
So you should be appreciative of that in their life. And just pointing those things out, even the smallest of things that, you know, appreciating somebody working on a holiday so that you can fly from one place to grandma's house. You know, I remember that we used to fly on the holidays a lot and just calling it out. Thank you. And you yourself as a parent saying it in front of them, somebody that is picking up trash, thank you so much for doing that. And then all of a sudden, when you are setting that example for your children, they begin to pick it up and you'll see it come back full circle in their life that you've created the culture, you've set the standard. And they begin, you think that, especially when they're younger, that you'll never see the day, but you'll see the day when you plant those seeds of valuing other people. You'll see it return in their lives as
Well, I think one last thing that's important just to emphasize as we talk about this culture of appreciation is the fact that it also closes the door to our past. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, it's been said that you can't be happy and angry at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be happy and ungrateful at the same time. So, you know, grateful people are happy people. And I think when we look back at our past, we look back at other people, maybe who hurt us or, you know, whatever negative impact they may have had on our lives or circumstances or a bad job situation or whatever. But again, you know, having an attitude of gratitude closes that door because it gives us the opportunity to embrace the future that God has for us. And realizing, I think it's important that we say, God, thank you for the lessons that I learned from my past. Thank you for, you know, even allowing me to go through what I had to go through, maybe suffer what I had to suffer, even though I never thought that would happen or certainly didn't enjoy it in the moment and would never go back and do that again. But God, at least if anything, that you brought me through that.
Right.
And so I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned, but I'm also grateful for the new beginning.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the new opportunities that you've opened for my life because, you know, I have been able to live my life in such a way, knowing that every day truly is a gift from the Lord.
Right.
You know, and, you know, what does the Bible say related to the, our days are numbered and
teach us to number our days.
And so teach us to number our days when so it comes to just
have a heart of gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we can just have that perspective that every day is a gift. Every day matters. And so again, this whole culture that we as parents, we either create it or we tolerate it.
That's right. Because we, if we're holding on to things as a parent from our past, either things that we are insecure about, that's going to flow out of our mouth. Or things that we're unforgiving about is going to flow. The Bible says that what is in the heart is going to come out.
Right.
You cannot stop that flow from happening. So if we allow bitterness, anger, resentment, all those things from our past or disappointments from our past to be greater than our appreciation for what God has done in our life and that He is our good Heavenly Father and that He's allowed those things, whether our mistakes, other people's mistakes, He's allowed them because He loves us and He wants us to become fully who He's created us to be with our divine design, our divine purpose. And we have to teach our children that. We have to. And that's a tough lesson to teach your children because it's one you absolutely have to walk out. You cannot fake it. You've got to be real when it comes to these things of the heart, the issues of the heart, because they will flow out of conversations that you're on the phone with somebody in the car and there your kids are hearing that conversation. They will hear those things if whether we walk in gratitude, an attitude of gratitude and appreciation and love for people, or we walk in resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness, it's absolutely, our kids will pick up that culture very quickly. I love a simple saying that remember the best and forget the rest. So easy to remember that. Remember the best and forget the rest. God has forgiven us much. We must forgive much in our life.
That's so good. Well, this is important, I think, just because, again, it's a lost virtue in our present society and culture today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when we look at the practical way of just maybe this is an opportunity as a parent to just maybe around the dinner table to ask your kids, hey, who just, and this is why we're real big on, you know, for families to do a family check-in, but it gives you an opportunity to kind of talk through the highs and talk through the lows. And so sometimes through the highs and the lows, maybe one of our kids will speak up and talk about, you know, maybe a friend that was going through a hard time or maybe their teacher or, you know, but on the flip side, maybe a high was something nice that somebody did, you know, for your child, or they recognize, you know, something their teacher did or a coach did or whomever. And so one of the things that we can do in those moments that we learn whether it's through something good or something difficult, maybe that's an opportunity for us to show gratitude and show our care for people. Maybe it's we do something nice for them. We write them a note saying, thank you for helping me out. Thank you for what you did, you know, to work with me to get, you know, to help me have a second chance on that paper or that test or, you know,
whatever. Note is like gold in our current world, because everything is a text or, you know, an email or a DM. Now, if you receive a handwritten card, it is like, oh my goodness, somebody took the time to actually write me a note. And teaching our kids that is huge. Yeah. Even to this day, if one of our children, if we go to visit one of them and they write us a note to say thank you for coming, it makes the year for me. I mean, it's such a gift to have a thank you note. And I treasure and value those things. I keep them. And
yeah.
There's something so important about the written word and to speak it. Yeah.
So with that, you know, I think because we as parents just teach our kids to verbalize it.
Yes.
You know, to demonstrate it.
Yes.
To, you know, to in the little things, whether it's a phone call, whether it's a handwritten note.
Yeah. An audio message.
Yeah. But all of these ways that, again, we are placing value mm-hmm. on people.
Yes.
And we're doing that through acts of appreciation. It's yes. just attitude of gratitude, appreciating one another, placing value on one another. I promise you, any parent that's watching, if you will just make a list of all the positive qualities and characteristics you have of your children, if you're married, make a positive list of all of the attributes and characteristics, you know, qualities about your spouse that you admire, you appreciate, things that you recognize, giftings, strengths that they have, just the blessings in life that you can recount, that those things that you can identify, and then let them know that, verbalize that, write them a note. Watch what happens in your marriage relationship. Watch what happens with your kids. Mm-hmm. Watch the shift that happens in your home mm-hmm. because, once again, the heart that sometimes can grow hard and calloused, sometimes we can build up a wall that makes it hard to give and receive love. But when we all of a sudden receive that kind of affirmation and appreciation and we are made to feel that we matter, that we have value in the eyes of someone else, man, that softens the heart. It softens the soil of, you know, the foundation of our home. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. We want to keep everybody's heart softened. We want to keep the atmosphere and the culture of our home where it is life-giving. Why? Because mm-hmm. people feel loved, they feel valued, they feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is a lost art in our world today, and people are craving it. They're longing for it. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity as parents to help create that, to help model that, and to help be intentional. And like I said, we said at the very beginning, it's not easy by any means,
right.
but we can help champion this process.
It's one of the greatest gifts we can give our kids.
Absolutely.
Is to have that culture of appreciation in their heart.
You bet. That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we want to say thank you once again for joining us on this edition of the Winning Family Podcast. Please help us get the word out, rate, review, send us a note, DM us on Instagram, and you can watch this, of course, on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. You can also check it out there on Facebook. But please pass this podcast on so your friends and other parents that you know can benefit from this. But until then, we pray for you and for your family. We want to help you win, and we're here to help champion you in the process. Until next time on the Winning Family Podcast, we'll see you soon.